Copyright license from CCLI number 14636. Welcome to worship at North Borwen Uniting Church on Sunday the 15th of June 2025, which is Trinity Sunday. The work of the Creator is visible.
We respond with praise.
The example of Jesus is clear.
We respond with obedience.
The wind of the Spirit blows.
We respond with joy.
The Word of God calls us.
We worship in spirit and in truth. This land is God's land for which the Wurundjeri people have cared since time immemorial. We acknowledge their elders, past and present, and we commit ourselves to the covenant between the Uniting Church and the Uniting Aboriginal and Islander Christian Congress. Our first hymn today is God of Creation. Please be seated. Let us pray. In the mystery of the beginning of things, Creator God, you made this planet, rock upon layer of rock, to be weathered and planted and to become a place for living. In the mystery of human life, Parent God, you made us, flesh and blood and spirit and bone, image of yourself, adult and child, to love one another. In the mystery of your unconditional love, Redeemer God, you came in Jesus, flesh of our flesh, bone of our bone, to free us from captivity, to liberate us into our true belonging, so that we might live together as children of heaven, loving one another and your creation here on earth. Here in this sacred place of celebration, of struggle, and of safety, we rest, knowing your presence, hearing your word, sensing your spirit, receiving your welcome. And if in the quiet there come to our minds the broken or wounded bits of our lives and of the world, help us to name them before you in the silence of our hearts. As you have shared our deepest sufferings, so may your transforming grace mend us and our world. Holy One and Holy Three, divine community of love. Amen. Justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who says to each of us, "Your sins are forgiven." And now we listen for God's word.
This is a responsive reading of Psalm number 8. O Lord, our ruler, how exalted is your name in all the world. Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens. You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to call the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses. What is humanity that you should be mindful of us? Mortals that you should seek us out. You have made us but little lower than the angels. You adorn us with your glory and honour. You give us mastery over the works of your hands. You put all the things under our feet, all sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, whatsoever walk in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our ruler, how exalted is your name in all the world. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. A reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. Jesus said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I say that he will take what is mine, and I declare it to you." For the word of God in Scripture.
So you would not believe, or possibly you would, how difficult it is to find a picture book about the Trinity. So this Trinity Sunday, rather than trying to find a picture book about the Trinity, I'm going to read you another book that I think, that's not me, is it? No. That I think is helpful. It's something that I have found very helpful, but it bears no relationship to any of the Bible readings, so please don't spend the service pondering what that connection might be. It's called Bernie Thinks in Boxes by Jess Horn and Zoe Bennett. Bernie thinks in boxes. Not like this. Like this. Bernie had a box for school and a box for home. She had a box for mum and a box for Nana. She even had boxes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Bernie liked boxes. When things fit into boxes, they made sense. But sometimes Bernie's boxes made things tricky, like the time she saw Miss Williams in the shop. Miss Williams belonged in Bernie's school box, not her shop box. Bernie didn't talk to Miss Williams that day. Or like the time Mum served eggs for dinner. Eggs belonged in Bernie's breakfast box. They had no place at dinner. Bernie had to go to bed hungry that night. Today would be one of those tricky times. Bernie was going to Toby's birthday party in the park. Toby was Bernie's school friend. But the park was where Bernie played with Molly. Molly was in Bernie's park box. Her school friends were not, and nor were parties. Bernie's tummy squeezed. She wondered if it might be better to stay home. But Toby was her friend, and she wanted to try. "You can do this," said Mum. "I can do this," Bernie whispered. But she couldn't. Too many things were wrong. There was a party in her park box. There were school friends in her park box. There were school friends with no uniforms. She barely recognised their faces. Bernie wondered if she could just put her school box into her park box, but it was too big. Toby waved. Bernie did not wave back. Her thoughts tumbled and her legs urged her to run. Bernie listened to her legs. "It's okay," said Mum. "But I missed Toby's party," said Bernie. "He'll understand," said Mum. "He'll understand," said Bernie. And as a plan formed in her mind, she smiled. Bernie led Mum to the kitchen. They measured, mixed, and baked. Then the real work began. The next day, Bernie went to school prepared with a birthday surprise for Toby. Her tummy squeezed. "I can do this," Bernie told herself. And this time, she could. Everyone was in the right place. Everyone was in the right clothes. Everyone was in the right box. Except for the cake. Cake at school was a little bit outside the box. But this time, Bernie was ready for it. The end. Our next hymn is Together in Song 430, "Your Words to Me Are Life and Health."
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for bringing us here today. Please open our hearts and minds to hear your word with understanding. Help me to speak with honesty and love, and help us all to listen with faith and hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. According to a report from the BBC, we are now exposed as much information in one day as a person in the 15th century would have experienced in their entire lifetime. But the article was written in 2016, so today we are probably receiving that much information just a few hours. It is said that the amount of information we take in during a single day is about the same as 12,775 days for someone living in the late Middle Ages. This shows clearly what kind of world we are living in now. Today, we use many kind of smart devices. We can go online anytime to search for information we want. But at the same time, we are also shown things we did not ask for, and this can affect our thinking and judgment. We keep gaining more knowledge, but we often hesitate more when we need to make a decision. That is because we know too many things and we think about many different options at the same time. We try to use information to reduce the chance of failure and to succeed in both public and personal matters. But sometimes we trust only information. When there is not enough data or no example to follow, we become nervous and afraid of the uncertain future. Even with so much knowledge and information, things do not always go the way we want or plan. In fact, in our lives, there are more things we do not understand than things we do. In those moments, we try to figure things out and fix the situation by ourselves, but it does not work. Through experience, we know well that some things cannot be solved by our own strength, but still, we cannot let go. There were times when we felt disappointed, complained, or blamed others or the situation. The passage we read today from the Gospel of John shows us Jesus speaking to his disciples with a deep love. Just one day before he goes to the cross, these disciples will later become the center of the church. In John chapter 16, verse 1 to 15, Jesus tells them that they will face persecution. The disciples are worried. But Jesus promises that the advocate, the Holy Spirit, will come and tells them what the Spirit will do. In verse 1, Jesus explains why he is telling them these things in advance. It is so that when persecution comes, they will not stumble or fall away. To comfort the disciples, Jesus speaks these words: I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. The advocate, the Spirit of truth, will remind us of Jesus' words and guide us to walk in the will of the Lord. Every year, we remember the day of Pentecost, and just last Sunday, we celebrate it again. The Holy Spirit was not only poured out on the disciples of Jesus, but also on all who believe in him. The Spirit is with us now. This means that the words Jesus speak to Nicodemus, the Jewish reader who came to him at night, have come true. In John chapter 3, Jesus says, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit." Through the coming of the Holy Spirit, we are born again as children of God. Paul speaks about this new life in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, says that, "So if anyone in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." Because Holy Spirit is with us, we have become new creations. And Jesus is always with us. We may know this truth in our minds, but are we really living with the Holy Spirit day by day? Just like the disciples could not know exactly what was coming, we also cannot see what will happen in the future. No amount of information or knowledge can guarantee us a safe and peaceful life. Even today, in this time, we still stand in front of choice. Will we rely only on our own experience, judgment, and information? Or will we wait for the guidance of the Holy Spirit? What choice will you make? When we live by our own experience and human logic, there will be moments we cannot handle. When that happens, we often fall into despair and discouragement. And those feelings can affect even the things we are still able to do. They block us from moving forward. But when we face an uncertain future and choose to rely on the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Almighty God, we can still expect hope in every situation. We can find a peace. We can focus on what we are able to do and leave the uncertain future in God's hands. Especially when we live in community, our own knowledge, experience, and logical thinking can sometimes stop us from staying united. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, it says that the church is the body of Christ, and each of us is part of that body. Just like the different parts of body have different roles, we each have different thoughts and understanding. but all of us are important in Christ. So if we believe that the Holy Spirit is guiding us, then there is something we must remember and practice. That is to create a space of peace. We trust God with a future that we cannot see, and we love and respect one another so that the Holy Spirit can work among us. The focus is not on who is right or wrong, just as Father, the Son, and the Spirit carry out the work of salvation through deep relationship. We also need to build relationships where we can share freely and listen to one another. Today is our AGM. It is a time to look back at past decisions and also to think about future directions. Not every idea or plan we bring today will be accepted, but we do not need to hurry. If it takes time, let us take enough time to listen and speak with care. This is not about who is right or wrong. This is time to seek God's will together through all the voices in the room. And the Holy Spirit will lead us. Amen.
Our next hymn is together in song number 155, How Great Thou Art.
Gladly bear.
Let us bring our prayers for the church and the world to God. Let us pray. Praise to you, O God, Creator, Word, and Spirit, for your glory is beyond our knowing, yet you take delight in humanity. Hear the prayers we bring for your people. Creator God, you formed the waters and the dry land, and your fingers set the stars and moon in the heavens. Hear our prayers for the earth and all its creatures. We pray for those people whose lands and livelihoods are destroyed, for those who live in places of war, oppression, or deprivation. Unite us with all your people throughout the world in a community of justice, so that we may live together in peace and care responsibly for the world you have entrusted to us. Today we remember particularly all the people affected by flood or drought, and the people of Myanmar, Sudan, and Ukraine. Wisdom and Word of God, created by God at the beginning of time, you chose to dwell with the children of humanity. Hear our prayers for your worldwide church. We pray for the church in places where it is persecuted or ignored, for church leaders and for all who minister or serve in your name. Unite us with all your people throughout the world in a community of faith, so that we may grow in understanding of your word and proclaim your gospel in all the world. Today we remember particularly the churches of the Holy Land, daily facing oppression and destruction, and yet ignored in a conflict that the world mistakes as between Jew and Muslim. Spirit of God, you hovered over the waters of creation and you are with us today, bringing love and peace. Hear our prayers for those whose lives we share. We pray for those in society who are disadvantaged or neglected, for our families and our friends, for each other and for ourselves. Unite us with all your people throughout the world in a community of love, that we may support the weak, care for the vulnerable, and welcome the outsiders in our midst. Today we pray for all the clients of Uniting and Burundara Community Outreach, all those who will benefit from our contributions to the Share Winter Appeal. Holy One, Holy Three, you give life to your people, comforting us in our sorrows and sustaining us in our needs. Hear our prayers for all who suffer. We pray for the grief-stricken, the broken-hearted, and all in despair, for those who are overworked and for those who have no work, for the sick and for all who are close to death. Unite us with all your people throughout the world in a community of compassion, that we may bring consolation to the suffering and uphold one another in times of need. Today we pray for all those whose loved ones were on the London-bound Air India plane that crashed shortly after takeoff in Ahmedabad, Western India this week. God of glory, Creator, Word, and Spirit, Holy Trinity of love, we join our prayers with yours as we pray in the words the Saviour taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Your offering for the work of this congregation and the wider church will now be received. Let us pray. As we offer our gifts to you, gracious God, remind us that we are called to serve in all the places where we will find you, on the heights of despair, in the valleys of injustice, at the crossroads of poverty and hunger. In all those places may we offer not only our treasures, but our lives as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And our final hymn today is Together in Song 90, I'll Praise My Maker While I've Breath. Please be seated. Two quick notices. The first is, don't go anywhere after the service ends. We are having the AGM. Do not move. And the other one is that next week is the Uniting Church's birthday, and we are also having a lunch to raise money for the UNHCR. The suggested donation is $10, but please don't let cost be an issue. It is more important that we see you than that we get $10 from you. So everybody, please come to that if you can. By love and through the Maker,
we will walk in wonder.
By faith and through Jesus,
we will walk in justice.
By hope and through the Holy Spirit,
we will walk in wisdom and endure.
Okay, do not go anywhere.